A few days ago, a bunch of tornadoes touched down near my house. Like I said, I live in Michigan, and a ton of tornadoes just like came and destroyed a couple of nearby towns. I mean, just like one of the towns nearby got golf ball sized hail. And I think it was one of the first times we ever had a like state of emergency for tornadoes out here in Michigan. It's kind of crazy. You know, what I found really interesting is that, like I said before, I used to work in real estate. And when I did this as a digital media guy in real estate, I did media for maybe 1 to 3, sometimes 4 or 5 houses a day. And when this happened, I wasn't really like paying attention to like things other than my job. You know, like I get in my car, I drive for maybe 6 hours a day here and there, and then I come home. And like, if it was going to rain, I wouldn't have shoots that day. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't be going outside anyway. What I think's interesting is that when that was kind of going on, there were a good couple of days when I would be driving down the road and all of a sudden it would start to rain and I could see the storm was coming. I didn't know the storm was coming an hour prior, but I'm just driving to my next shoot or driving home and it starts to rain. And oh, now it's storming. Oh, now it's downpouring. Oh, wait, I gotta like pull over because there's hail, right? That happened probably a good 5 or 6 times. And when this happened, you know, I remember being kind of blindsided by it because I was like, oh gosh. And there were even times where I would be either I'd have to stay at a homeowner's house because I couldn't go because of a storm. That happened a couple times where once I was in a vacant house and I lost power at the house because of a storm and I just had to like wait. I was there by myself, you know. So these things have happened to me before. And what's interesting is the fact that I didn't know before the storm came that the storm was coming had no real impact on my response to the storm. So what I mean is I wasn't like looking at the weather like 2 days prior going, oh my gosh, there's going to be a terrible storm in 2 days. And then I spend the next 2 days stressing. That didn't happen. I was just doing my job and then, oh, hey, a storm. Oh, hey, what? I hear tornado sirens. Like it just kind of like happened. And it made me think of a broader theory, which is something that I think a lot of people maybe think about in passing, but it's been on my mind a little bit, especially since the pandemic is over, at least for now, thankfully. And there's just, you know, a lot of other stuff going on. And that thought was this. If the world ended, let's say we knew the world was going to end, would you want to be told beforehand or would you just want it to end? And let's say that the end of the world was Armageddon, like the movie. Like an asteroid was going to collide with Earth and blow it up. And we were all going to have a heat death and the Earth was going to explode and it would be over in a matter of like maybe 30 seconds. Would I want to know that the world was ending or would I instead just not want to be told? And I 100% believe I'd rather not be told because I'll use that example that I'll return to the tornado example is we watched this tornado. So the tornado report came in at like 4 o'clock that there was going to be a tornado, 4 p.m. And my phone goes off on my phone going beep, beep, there's going to be a tornado. And I started like panicking because like you're getting this alert, an EMS, what is it? EMS alert or whatever it's called. That's like that creepy beeping. And my wife had that happen on her phone. And we all go to the TV and we're seeing, oh yeah, there's a tornado that's going to happen. You know, and we're kind of freaking out and it's a little paranoia, you know, and stuff. And we see on the TV what the weather report's doing and the people that are reporting the weather are kind of freaking out. And it's like everybody has this tension because we're like, oh, no, is a tornado going to come? Is it? And we're watching the radar as this tornado that isn't even here yet is like touching down on the west side of the state, really slowly moving east. Right. And nothing had even happened yet. It was still sunny outside, but it was just that eventually soon a storm's going to happen and we need to like evacuate and or go to the basement. So we all go to the basement. We're down there. And sure enough, thankfully, the tornado didn't hit us, but it just passed over north of us, destroyed trees, demolished a bunch of trailer parks, unfortunately. But that's what happens, you know. But for me, it's like what I realized from that. Because it wasn't just one tornado. There were several touchdowns. In fact, one town got hit twice. And it might even be on the news later. The town was called Portage. It got hit twice. Like, it had a tornado come down straight through the highway, straight down the town. And then not, like, 25 minutes later, another tornado touched down there. I mean, it was, like, crazy. So this is kind of happening all night from 4 p.m. to like 11 p.m. And the whole time we're sitting watching the TV report with high blood pressure. When I look outside and it's fine. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, is this good for us? Like, is it good for us to be so connected to things that we have the through line to be able to go, in this many minutes at this time, this bad thing might happen? It's like, I don't know how healthy it is, because this isn't just with respect to the tornado incident. I mean, just in general, like, bad things that happen now, we know about them in probably like an hour, depending on the scope, you know, like big bad things, if you know what I'm talking about, like in an hour. I mean, we know how fast these things happen. I mean, I can't imagine election results in like the late 1700s and 1800s. I mean, I can't imagine those people had to wait like less than a minimum a week for it to be in the news report, you know, in the paper, who won the election. And now we know at 3 a.m, or maybe we don't, I guess, you know, with the crap that happened at this last one, right? But you get my point. We're so connected to everything now, and we have so much more information, that sometimes when things go wrong, we get so connected to the things that go wrong that it just ignites the fear centers of our brains in ways that we really maybe weren't even designed to like have be ignited, you know? Like, our brains, our amygdalas understand like a cougar eyeballing us. And, you know, there's a tree near me and there's a cougar near me, and I got to get to that tree as fast as I can because that cougar's going to hit me. And our brain can't differentiate the difference between that cougar being 15 feet away from me and being on the other side of the planet relating to people that I've never met in a conflict that I don't know anything about, you see? And so because of that, it's kind of like been on my mind lately that not just that we like need to unplug, but for me, like, if the world's gonna end, it can end without me. Like, it doesn't have to be this kind of thing where if the world's gonna end, I'm not gonna sit there on my phone checking how the end of the world is going. Like, I don't think that that's like a healthy thing to do. I think that we do it subconsciously because, like I said, our amygdalas and our brains are wired to be constantly on the lookout for that fear and that thing that's going to hurt us, when in reality, nothing's really happened yet, you know? So for instance, when the pandemic happened, it started in late November, December of 2019. And it wasn't like real for any of us until a certain point. I mean, it was real on the news, but it happened to hit us in our daily lives at different points, depending on where we were. And for some people, it hit harder, unfortunately, and for some people, it didn't. I mean, I was in college, and in March, like, we started getting emails about classes being canceled. And then suddenly we had to wear masks. And it was like, that's how that hit us. But it didn't hit us till 3 months after. And then, like I said, we're all just kind of sitting locked down, super connected to the news, and we're not allowed to go outside in some countries. And it's like, there is no way that being connected to everyone, including all of the catastrophes and disasters and the end of the world, being so connected has just allowed us to be able to see all of the different ways things can go wrong at a moment's notice. And our brains just aren't built for that. You know, I don't think our brains are built for they're built for looking at the cougar 15 feet away from us, not the cougar on the side of the planet, you know, on the other side. We're not built for that. We're built for significantly more short-term stuff. And there's long-term ramifications for living in that fear. And like I said, if the world ever ends, it can end without me.